Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off topic.
Off Topic episodes are a sub-series within the greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I have an opportunity to sit down and have conversations that stray away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our normal day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is, this time, we set up the microphones, and we're recording it, so you can take a listen.
So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on. The coffee's actually tea, because we're both a little under the weather. Hope you can't hear that on your end. There's also coffee. And the chairs are semi-comfortable. I do have a cushion on the way.
Moving on from semi-comfortable to fully comfortable, we have a lovely, cushy website you can go to at litdpod.com. There, if you give a donation of any amount with that first donation, we will be sending you the lovely, the durable. These things are made out of Kevlar, baby. LITD pod sticker.
Kevlar.
Well, we've said latex. We've said vinyl.
We have.
I figure we have to up it up. I have no idea. To full transparency, I don't know what these things are made out of.
Some sort of bendy, plasticky, waterproof material. And for tonight's topic... Speaking of stickers, thankfulness.
So, Danny boy.
Yes.
This is a topic that just really oozed up in my spirit before we started the podcast. We were actually in the process of sending one of those lovely stickers to someone who gave a donation. And I was just a little overwhelmed by thankfulness. Thankfulness that a stranger who we've never met chose to give out of their personal funds. This one was actually to support Moses. It wasn't even for us. I was still so overwhelmed with thankfulness. And the playlist that I was playing...
It was a song, everybody going, grateful, grateful, grateful. It was amazing.
Hezekiah Walker. A little bit of gospel.
And honestly, thank you, Ashley. We just finished writing you a little note that you'll find tucked away in there with your sticker. And we are praying for you, so grateful for you, and so honored that you would partner with the Lord and with us in this awesome, awesome thing that we call Light in the Darkness.
Amen. But this isn't one big campaign for people to give us donations, so we're going to move on there.
Fair.
LITDpod.com/support.
LITDpod.com/support.
Okay, moving on. That was fun. Thankfulness really started welling up in my heart, and I thought maybe that would be a good conversation for us to just see where this goes. We haven't discussed this before we're sitting down and pressing record. We haven't even taken the time, really, to ask the Lord to take us in the good old Holy Ghost time machine. So, we have to hit 82 miles an hour.
Let's see you Gentiles do 80. Oh,
but thankfulness.
Right on, right on.
I think it's something that we often focus on come November for like one meal, and we all have to say one thing we're thankful for. But scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. We spend so much time seeking God's will for our life in specifics. We spend so much time asking, should I take this job? Should I date this person? Should I do this? Should I do that?
Taking me back with all of these things, it's like, yes, been there, ask that, waited.
And all those things are good. All those things are wonderful. Those are the specific will of God for our life. And it's wonderful that we seek those things out. Colossians 1:9 is a prayer where Paul was praying over the church at Colossus that the Lord would fill them with the knowledge of his will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. These are good and right things to do, but we kind of get distracted from the general will of God for us, which is rooted and grounded in communion with him, connection with him, and thankfulness.
So you threw that on me like, I don't know, a couple minutes ago. Thankfulness. Okay. One of the most thankful moments in my life was on a couch. I'll paint the picture a little bit. I remember the night my parents split, and I just remember it was pack a bag. You think underwear, shirt, what do I need for school tomorrow, my homework. It's just an argument. You know, we'll figure it out. Rather, they'll figure it out. But I didn't know where we were going. You know, as a kid, I'm just like, okay, get stuff, get in the car. And at this point, me and the father weren't exactly talking on the regular, you know, me and God. It was just kind of, I knew him, I knew he knew me. And we ended up going to my grandparents, and I just remember there was a guest bedroom, and Mom and Becca slept in there. And for me, there was the couch, and everybody had gone to sleep because it was late. And I just remember in this still, quiet moment of the night, I didn't really know how to feel other than, Lord, I'm so grateful that there was somewhere to go. You know, it wasn't going to find a hotel or sleeping in the van. It was just, thank you, Father, for this couch and the hugs and the wisdom that came from my grandparents in that moment. And even though I didn't feel like he and I were walking hand in hand at that point in time in my life, I don't know. I just knew somehow he was connected to this couch, like this safe place. Even to this day, it's silly, but whenever we go to Nanny and Poppy's, if I lay down on that couch, I fall asleep because I've never felt more at ease, more at peace than on that dadgum couch. And in this moment where I just knew, like, the Lord's here. He provided this couch. And the truth be told, it's nothing to do with the couch. It's just, I felt his presence meet me there when I needed it. And I have forever been grateful. I can't go to their house and sit on that couch without just getting a little smile like, thank you. I didn't even ask for it, and you showed up.
Hey, man. I've sat on that couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good people. Good place.
Wood paneling.
Warm. Ooh. That wood paneling. Baby, don't touch that wood paneling. It'll give you a splinter. It's nice to look at, but don't touch it.
Oh, it's real.
I'm 30 years old. They had to give me the baby talk like, don't touch that wall.
That's how you know you're loved, because if you weren't, they'd have let you lean right on it. They wouldn't. They would. Oh, man.
But that's amazing.
What about you? What comes to mind?
Times of being overwhelmed with thankfulness. You know, there is one situation that comes to mind.
Ah, here we go.
And there was a season in which I was just so incredibly thankful that I had made connections and gained some friends. When I was in school, I bounced around a lot in elementary school. I went to about four or five different elementary schools. Then it got more consistent through middle and high school. And once I graduated, I made a couple friends from work. And, you know, we all love Jesus. And let's be honest, it wasn't the healthiest thing. We were all baby Christians trying to figure it out. We would get together and, you know, pray and drink a little too much.
There it is.
For some reason, I always thought that it was okay that I was drinking, because whenever I started drinking, I'd get thankful and start just praising Jesus. And I don't condone that behavior whatsoever. But I guess that's just a picture of the fact that that's always been in there for me. And just being so incredibly thankful for those friends. And even though some aspects of it weren't the best, and even though those friendships ended up changing over time, and I'm not nearly as close to those people as I was then, I just remember going to bed at night thanking God for these two amazing people, three amazing people, four amazing people, like just these connections that I had made. And gosh, I forgot all about that season of just drinking too much wine, drinking too much tequila, and just getting like, oh my gosh.
I'm really
embarrassed by this now. how much I would just, we'd drink a little too much, and then we'd sing like Johnny Cash gospel hymns together.
Yeah.
And just like totally thankful and dumb.
So what I'm hearing is God met you in these imperfect people, in these imperfect relationships, and good stuff happened, and he moved.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? I know somebody's sitting at home going, yeah, no, those are still my friends. we're working on our testimony.
One of those friends might still be listening. I remember the time that, never mind.
Fair. Yeah, I can tell by that face. We don't want that story. But whomever you are, God bless you, Lord, touch them.
But yeah, thankfulness is something that when there's a lack of it, I think it becomes really obvious. I think this is a Bill Johnson quote. I want to attribute this to Bill Johnson because almost everything that sounds good or like weighty, like sounds like Bill Johnson said it. But anyway,
that is what Bill Johnson said.
I think it was Bill Johnson who said that thankfulness and pride cannot exist in the same space.
Mic drop.
You can't be proud or lifted up in an area that you're thankful for. If you're thankful, that means that you in and of yourself did not have that to bring to the table.
Man, that's for somebody. Say that last part again.
When you're thankful, it's because you know that you did not have this in yourself to bring to the table.
Immediately, just, I'm taken back to 8th grade chorus class, and I remember, God bless you, Miss Baker. She would not let me leave her office until I sang. She's like, look here, little preacher man. Because that's what she would call me a lot of times. You're my little preacher man, Daniel. Boy, I didn't talk like a preacher back then. I got in trouble many a time for letting certain words fly. But I just remember, and actually, no, it was 7th grade. I had her for 2 years in honors chorus. And she was like, I've heard you, and I know it's in there. And this is for a grade. I'm not going to fail you. Now sing. And I sang. And it was shortly after that, that there was this confidence that rose up in me, praise God. And I started singing for the Lord. But I didn't start singing at church. I started in an office in a chorus room because somebody, A, believed in me. So thankful for that, that the Lord used her, Alice Baker, God bless you, in that moment. And just, man, she did that for a couple people who I now know personally are in ministry. They also started in that office. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I forgot about that.
Teachers, y'all make impact.
You do. And to those of you whose heart is in it, as kids, we don't forget that. As students, because it's not just when we're kids. I'm so thankful for the people God sent in my life at key times to inspire growth, to inspire change, and inspire faith to rely on Him. I'm so glad they said yes, so that now I'm at a place to do the same.
Amen. Amen. And another thought, I guess if, I don't know, I often feel like these unstructured, unplanned off topics end up with 3 points somehow, although I couldn't even tell you what they are, but this feels like point three.
Okay.
Right? This has always stuck out to me. And I think that when I read this to you, the thanksgiving, I've always thought that the thankfulness in this verse is like the key. This is like the thing that really turns this verse on for us.
Okay.
And that's in Philippians 4:6-7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I've always thought how critical the thanksgiving is in that verse, because up until now, Daniel and I have been talking about past memories of times when things have clicked or we're walking in a situation that we're thankful for. What we haven't talked about as much yet is times where we've had to contend in thanksgiving for a situation, coming at a situation in a posture of thankfulness. I remember a pastor giving this example once for thankfulness when we're talking and approaching God. Let's say, dear listener, that you had my number. And let's say you hit me up and you said, hey, Corey, I'm really in a bind. I really need $100. Could you help me out? And I say, you know what? I've got my check. It's in the car. I'm a little low on funds right now. For some reason, I got a paper check. When I get to the bank and deposit it, I will send you $100. And then you say, thank you. But then 10 minutes later, you text me and you say, hey, Corey, I'm really in a bind. I need $100. And I'm like, wait, I already told you that I'm going to get you the money. You just have to wait a little bit. And you're like, okay, cool. And then like an hour later, you text me again and say, hey, Corey, can I get $100? And it's like, I've already given you the answer. I've already told you that I'm going to give you the money. At that point, it's just thank you. But continuing to ask the Lord and continuing to petition him can become a lack of faith when we're just begging for something and begging for something and begging for something without believing that he heard us the first time and not accepting his yes the first time.
Dang.
And I realize that that kind of is at odds a little bit with the parable of the wicked judge that Jesus tells us, where Jesus talks about the woman who came to the wicked judge and petitioned him and petitioned him and petitioned him. And he tells us that that's how we should petition the Father. I realize that that can be a little bit at odds with that. I'm not saying it's contradictory to that. I think there's a tension there that when we're continuing to come and we're continuing to petition the Father, it needs to be from a position of thankfulness that we know that what is our best, what is the ultimate good, his perfect will be done in our life. That is the heart posture we come to as we continue to petition him. So I just wanted to throw in that little caveat because the two can sound almost exclusive, from one another and can sound like I'm making a big theological stinky.
Fair enough. So there you go, folks. Here's another one for you. I'm thankful for, let me be careful how I say this, Lord. I'm thankful for situations that were to a degree uncomfortable, but I grew in because I had to take a step in faith. I'm thankful that even in the moment I might have been, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. On the other side of it, it's like, I had no idea what you were doing, Father. I'm thankful the fact that he is willing to put this in my path and trust me with it. What's it been? A month, maybe 2 months ago in Fayetteville. And I know I shared this with you, bro. I don't think I talked about this on the show yet. I had a fella come up to me in the store and we were picking up a new TV for my brother-in-law who was returning from training. And anyway, that part's not necessarily important. It was trying to figure out what TV, what mount to get everything fixed. And this dude, big guy, by the way, and I'm not exactly a tiny fella, but I was just like, whoa. Walks over, literally hat in hand, is just like, hey, bro, can I talk to you for a second? I'm kind of a watchdog. I always remember Evan from episode 5, just always watching over the kids. I always related to that. And I'm just like, yeah, what's up? So he's like, man, I don't know how to say this, but is there any way you could spare a couple bucks? I just remember instantly, like, not what I thought he was going to say. I don't know why. Maybe somebody else would have seen it a mile away. And I was just like, okay. And I was like, here, step into this aisle. Because at that point, he's like looking at my sister and I can tell he's uncomfortable. And I was like, step over here. Let's talk. Just me and you. So we go down the aisle a little bit and he just shared like times are hard. Job was gone. Wife and kids. And was just real transparent with this absolute stranger who he had nothing to owe explanation to other than can I have a couple bucks. And I was like, yeah, man, let's pray first. Absolutely. Absolutely to the cash. Let me just start off there. Don't give that another thought. Let's pray. I was able to love on this guy. Just let him know he's not alone. Bro, Jesus loves you. He sees you. And rebuke shame in Jesus' name from this situation. Please don't walk away feeling embarrassed. Please don't walk away and let shame come in. Was able to give him some cash, let the Father love on him. That was a struggle for me that I didn't share with anyone for some time, is people that would do that. And in that moment, like, he took a spiritual meat tenderizer to my heart. Because here's this guy pleading on behalf of his wife and kids who aren't even here to this total stranger. As I'm sitting there buying this ridiculously large TV for my brother-in-law with my sister, and it's like, can you help? I'm so thankful for that. And I never looked at it that way until we were sitting here talking, and it just rose up in my spirit. But I wouldn't trade that moment. And I know the people on that aisle were looking at me like I was crazy on the other side, because I'm not a quiet prayer when the spirit moves. And this dude just, I thank God, peace washed over him. And I just thank you, Lord, you're with him right now. But yeah, so thankful for what seemed to be uncomfortable situations where he just takes us and remolds us and a step of faith occurs. Just, wow, Jesus, love you.
Amen. So I guess in short, dear listener, we believe that thankfulness is a key component of our walk with Jesus. All good things come from him.
Amen.
We owe him everything. There is nothing we can do to ever repay him, even an ounce of his blood, a drop of his blood, what he has done for us. We can do nothing to repay him for his goodness. It is nothing we earned. It's nothing we did. We owe it all to him, and we're thankful. And we're thankful for you. So I know that the holidays are a little ways away, but maybe this coming year, when you sit there around the table, hopefully with people you love and don't hate, and there's turkey on your plate, if your family's into turkey, and it comes time to talk about what you're thankful for, maybe you'll give it a little bit more thought. Maybe you'll realize it's a holy moment.
And until next time, take care, y'all.